USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities say the gunman who opened fire outside a Dayton bar killing nine acted alone. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says experts aren't sure whether Connor Betts deliberately tried to kill his sister, who died at the massacre.
We can't seem to make that call conclusively, that we're divided about how whether that was intentional or not. I think it's inconclusive. We may get a better insight through historical data looking back, but based on the evidence from that night, I don't think we can make the call.
Stocks rallied today after President Trump delayed imposing 10% tariffs on some imported Chinese goods. The Dow is up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 42, and the NASDAQ up 152. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An ex-con is speaking out after hearing Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Larry Levine is a former federal prison inmate. Now, he voiced his suspicion into the death of disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Center on Saturday. Levine joins Fox News and shares what it's like to be on suicide watch.
Okay, when you're in the hole, that's what they call the shoe. I'm going to send you to the hole. That's what the warden says.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's high profile like him, who's suicidal, they're going to give you a paper mache jumpsuit to wear, paper mache pillowcases, sheets, whatever. Those special housing unit cells are set up so this cannot happen. There's nothing that you can attach to hang yourself. So any kind of reports that may be coming out of that institution are whitewashed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's been working hard on trying to make background check laws easier. He says he's been working with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
He's a good man. He wants to do something. He wants to do it, I think, very strongly. He wants to do background checks, and I do too, and I think a lot of Republicans do. I don't know, frankly, that the Democrats will get us there.
House Majority Leader Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer says there's a House passed bill that addresses exactly that.
Let's catch every terrorist who wants to buy a gun. Let's catch every criminal who wants to buy a gun. Let's catch everybody who's had a mental health problem that wants to buy a gun.
A TV hit is going to the big screen. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
It'll be the first time Friends will be on the big screen, this time in celebration of the show's 25th anniversary. Fathom Events announcing this week that Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary, will pay tribute to the cultural phenom by bringing 12 fan-favorite episodes to over 1,000 movie theaters across the USA over three nights, September 23rd, September 28th, and October 2nd. A complete list of theaters will be released this Friday on the Fathom Events website. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.